The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Are you guys circumcised?
Circumcised, yeah.
I got that fade.
Yeah, I went to Floyd's on Melrose.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum, stand-up comedy. Yeah. Michael Blauson's going to be yelling about feet where? I'll tell you, February 17th to 18th. That is this freaking weekend. I'll be in Virginia Beach. 3 out of the 4 shows will sold out. So go get tickets
good
before
club.
You can't. Such a fun club. March 2nd, I'll be in Miami, Florida.
Mr. Bob.
Boom, boom, boom. Those tickets are really moving and grooving. I took that from Trevor. He always says that. March 3rd to the 4th, I'll be in Orlando, Florida. Those tickets are going too. March 23rd to the 25th, I'll be in St. Louis, Missouri. April 6th to the 8th, Trevor just got up, so he doesn't care about my career. March 6th to the 8th, I'll be in Buffalo, New York. March 14th to the 15th, I'll be in Richmond, Virginia. May 5th to the 6th, I'll be in Des Moines, Iowa. And guys, let me tell you a secret. There's so many more dates on my website. That is blogcomedy.com, blogcomedy.com. Mr. Wallace?
I got no tour dates right now.
But you have.
Working on some. I got some good videos. Go check them out.
Go check them out right now.
Hannah Byrne is on the podcast
what
today.
Up?
I tried
what's
to do
up,
your podcast
up?
Over the pandemic, but you had the world's worst Wi-Fi. Remember that?
You're
like,
oh my
yeah, cat. I blame the Wi-Fi why I didn't want to do the pod.
You invited me. You invited me.
The truth comes out.
You know what?
No,
CGI
no.
her out. Get this, her out of here.
This shit was so fucked up. Actually, I wanted you on my pod. I was so excited to have you on. And I love cats. And I spent like the whole night watching your cat YouTube videos
there
over and over again. And I was all nervous. I was like, oh my God, the cat guy's coming on. And then.
Okay. That's how you refer to me? Cat
in
guy?
The cat community, you are a big deal.
Am I?
Yes.
Are you?
Dude, I do
that's
get a free.
Fire.
The cat
litter
ladies
robot
just,
sent me a free litter robot. So your boy's kind of out here.
I mean, that's
cat
that's
ladies
the biggest
just
thing.
Rub one
out. Do I got hoes
out.
Knocking on my door? No. Litter robot.
They just put their laser on their pussy. They're like, come on.
What? Wait, we missed a beat. What happened to
I don't know if you're
talking about.
Oh, I thought
we were actual pussy or like cats?
It's a thin line.
Both.
Whoa. What's happening? Everyone's shooting everybody.
You're a cat person.
I do like cats, but I like dogs too.
What does that
whoa,
mean?
Why'd you have to bring dogs
into
this?
I'm
like being like, do you like mojitos? And you're like, I do like tequila as well.
Because people get judgy. I rescued a senior pit bull before. I'm better than all of you.
Senior? How old is it?
Old Gordon?
What was
it's
it
my
named?
Husband.
Seymour?
Hey, married.
No, I am
look
married.
At that ring. Jesus
married.
Christ.
Dude,
who's your husband?
Thank you. We have ADD, don't we?
Yes, we all do.
Who's your husband? That boy making money.
He's a comic.
So he's not making money.
He opens for me. No, I'm just kidding.
How do you feel about that?
He's my opener.
Do you guys go on the road together?
So he's a huge comedian in Ireland.
Oh, I was gonna say that rock is
That's just from
like
over the years you accumulate
the Ireland bread right there.
He's 47. Yeah, he's an older man. He's tired. I love a tired man.
Really?
How's his tea?
His teeth. He's originally a New Yorker, but at 14 he went to Ireland.
Hold on, I know this guy.
Des Bishop.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my
man. I didn't know that was your husband.
How do you know him?
Just from around.
He was a New York
comedian
New York
for
like
8 years.
Oh,
yeah.
That's why I know your name.
New York.
New York.
Hey. We out here
that's
hustling
tickets. That's why I have some
tickets.
Fucking respect for you. You've been on the
pizza.
Grind.
Yeah.
You've been on the grind.
Oh, yeah, dude. Barking in
jerked
front
off
of...
on the D train.
Done it.
I ate a pigeon
special.
Once.
Yeah.
You did?
You did?
No, I was just saying what people
you
might
know,
say.
In there.
Here, I have a question for you as two New Yorkers, right? Whenever I go to like a big city for shows, I always feel the need to like open with a quick couple jokes about this city.
Right.
But then I heard, I was in LA, obviously, live here, and then somebody from out of town was doing LA jokes about LA, and I was like, it's not really, that's not a good read on the city.
I don't like it. I don't like when people come to New York and say, hey, man,
the
pizza
is not even
good.
I think if it's a small city, it's good. You want to acknowledge, like, I see you. Richmond, I was in Vermont. I was like, every old man.
Say your dates. Say your dates.
Bernie Sanders. And they're like, and I'm like, that was my line.
Maybe that's what it is. Small cities.
Small cities want to feel like
you just want a few more fucking vape shops in Asheville, North Carolina. And they're like, what the fuck?
But New York, you're not going to be like, oh, what's up, fucking New York? We're like, yeah.
You know why? You know why? Because New York already feels seen.
Yes.
LA already feels seen.
Yes.
Too much scene.
We're overexposed, honestly.
Exactly.
I grew up in Brooklyn and I didn't realize so much was about New York. I thought everyone lived in their own kind of New York until I went to Florida at a tennis academy.
Florida's its own Florida.
And that's a whole other story.
I was just there. I love it. I'm going back.
I'm going there tomorrow.
Shout out to Florida. Sell tickets. I'm going to Miami.
I'm going to Miami too.
Miami Improv.
Me too.
Next week.
Me too. No,
is anybody going to Florida Gulf Coast University?
Shout it out.
That's where I'm going tonight.
Oh, are shit. You?
I
are
like
you
a college gig.
It comes out Wednesday. And yeah.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
But I was in Florida and I turned on the news and they would show
the news.
New York.
It's just a window. News. Just look outside.
But yeah. New York is just on TV. I'm like, why are they showing the New York shows when I'm in Florida? And then I realized, everyone just watches like Good Day New York or like.
Oh, I understand.
Good Day America.
Yeah, does Florida have one? Good Day Florida? I can't believe it's just like, it's a day Florida.
It's just a guy fucking a crocodile. No one wants to watch that.
But I think it's like, it was so weird to hear like what somebody's LA perspective was. Cause I was like, that's like very broad. That's how I felt about when I did New York stuff. I was like, oh, I should not ever be like, hey, the subway is crazy. This guy was selling Spider-Man poems.
When someone opens with a subway joke, I want to take him behind Exxon and assassinate his family. Yeah.
You just go full terrorist.
Full.
Calm it down.
No, I'll waterboard you inside the D train. I hate it.
Whoa, subway bit. The D train.
Guys, I gotta go.
But I didn't know that's how I came off when I was in a big city being like, yeah, this place is crazy.
But the small cities love it. With
small
New York,
cities are good.
With LA, I joke that like in New York, I love exposed brick.
Do it.
Okay, well, exposed
no,
brick.
No, no, no. I'm saying. When you're on stage.
You're going to do it.
I was saying it's good to do a quick one on stage. Yeah. Ready and boom.
But it's funny, the New York LA comedy, like I would do like finance bro jokes in New York and I was like, and then you do it in LA and all the girls are silent.
Nobody's here.
I'm like, you never got fucked over by a finance bro?
You never pipe down a Merrill Lynch intern? You never got clocked in the back by a dude wearing Allbirds? In a Patagonia vest when he goes, it's a little snug in here.
You never got fingered by a Bloomberg intern that felt like Saw 3? It's fucking lit.
You've never been making love and in the middle be like, do you have a jewel charger? That's a real finance bro. They're out there. Like we don't have finance bros. We have something worse. We have influencers.
I know.
Yeah, a lot of guys, dangly earrings. Their hair flips out from under their snapback.
Your video of the cross earring is so good. Yeah, who is worse?
Are they worse?
I think I'd rather influencers.
Yeah, I think I'd rather. I think an influencer. I think I'd rather be friends with an influencer versus like a finance bro.
Yes,
just in terms of annoyance, because there's a level of like. I'm above you from a finance bro, then I don't really get from like an influencer. Obviously, you
influence
can find
are
that.
The most I'm above you.
They're
fucking cutting tables at TGI Fridays. You're like, yo, I got 26K on bond, bitch. Like, I think the influencer entitlement is very high.
Yeah, because but the finance bros get treated by shit by all the people above them, but then they treat other people like shit because their guy above them treats
them
like
shit. Who's
worse
to date?
To date?
Finance bros.
Comedians. I'm just kidding.
Damn.
I'm married to a comedian.
I know you are.
Wait, do you open for him? Does he open for you?
Well,
hey, you open for him in one way.
Sexual joke.
Unless you guys are saving it for marriage, but they already are married. Look at the ring.
I told him I would do anal with him when we got married.
And then
the night of, I was like, okay, it's your night. And he's like, we can't do it on the wedding night. Like, that's fucking weird. And I was like,
is it?
Lost
your chance.
What a loser.
Lost your chance.
Psych, I love you, man.
You got to keep him. Like wanting more, you know, you gotta.
So you've never done anal?
I know I've done it, but
no,
not
I'm saying
with
him.
I did it once in the shower, and water's not lube. I'll tell you that right now.
Shower anal.
It was.
That's
I was young and dumb.
Shower
I was young
anal.
And dumb. It bled.
Yeah.
I love how someone just puked. And is everyone okay? Someone goes.
This guy.
No.
He's stupid because Philly lost. He's so upset.
I know. I acknowledged it and he like ignored me about it.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah, he's Jack's crying.
He's tearing up. Go Birds. He's doing enough. He's like, stop.
But yeah.
Okay, anal, blood. How old are you?
I think I was like 17. You're just like in the shower and you're like,
yeah, showers be so many horned holes. Up at a
showers
young
are
age.
The worst.
But
dude.
It doesn't, no.
Well, I hate shower
you're
sex.
You're in with your own thoughts.
Worst.
It's a little warm in there.
Shower sex is fucked up. And then the girls like it hot because we're related to Satan. And guys, you guys, I don't know. What kind of temperature
no, I
like
do you like? So hot.
Well, you're kind of
like, a woman?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
I think my estrogen is probably higher than most.
You just have really good skin.
Can you thank buy you? Estrogen?
Yes.
You're trying to get some.
Let me tell you something, dude. You go to Sprouts?
I would there'd be less mass shootings if there was more estrogen around.
Yeah, but there'd be more crying. I'd rather people get shot than more tears.
than just crying because of a commercial. Fucking no, I think having a wide range of emotions is better for the planet than dudes just punching walls because like...
Better.
Like this guy definitely punched a wall last
of
night.
Of course.
A wall?
But let me tell you something. But you know what's better is he didn't call... Like he didn't have a whole fucking 19-hour conversation with his friends about how much he like...
No, he's suppressing it and then in 10 years he's going to shoot up a mall. No. And he's going to land a wall.
No, in 10 years we'll be at a Hooters being like, you don't know, the 2023 Super Bowl's the closest I felt to my anal cavity being glazed over with the touch of a woman.
To some Hooters waitress that just wants to like get her pay and leave.
I mean, you've done enough comedy clubs. You ever walk past like a Hooters at like a Mall of America recently? It is a dark, it could be the brightest lit place ever, but it is so dark just internally.
Hooters TikTok though, like has some
Hooters
good shit going on.
I wonder why. Because that's the middle ground is like millennials and Gen Z, they want to see tits, but it's just on their phone. But they don't want to be like, you want me to drive
yes.
to the Mall of America, find parking, go to the third story. That's where it is. Go to the third story, walk to the Hooters and be like, yeah, table for one, please. Saying table for one at Hooters is
that's
crazy.
That's so sad.
Table for
just
one?
Go to the bar.
True. But it's going to be packed. It's all packed.
Oh, yeah. I've actually I've never
the bar?
Been.
I fucking hate it. I feel seen in a very bad way.
Yeah, I feel like the bartender's like clocking me all the time, like, oh, she has no friends.
And then the bartender starts to talk to me. Shut
no,
up.
No, no,
don't
no,
talk
no.
to me. So where you're from, I will shoot you in this mall. I don't like you.
A lot of violence from you today.
I don't know, man.
You're really
I got a lot
just
of pissed up
pushing
happening.
The stereotype.
I feel more so like, I'm like giving, they're like, can I get a drink and food? And the guy's like making a Manhattan. He's doing all this. He's like, you want me, a bartender, to put in food? Yeah, let me just stop flaming this orange real quick. Put in your medium rare.
He's like muddling and shit.
That's what I'm saying. He's like, this guy's doing a whole goddamn circus with his hands. And then a normal waiter is like, I can do this. That's my job.
I wish I had the confidence and the energy of a bartender. Like, they just look so disgusted by everyone around them, but you want them to love you so bad. Like, that's what I want to put off into the world. Like, I'm a people pleaser.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be smiling and laughing. I wish I was bartender energy where, like, I don't even make eye contact with people.
Buddy, I was a bartender for like so long and I was so mean to everybody.
Because you can.
Why is that?
What are they going
to? Because I am busy. Stop yelling at me. I swear to God, I'll get you.
Because the demand is so high. What are they going to do? Like knock at alcohol from him?
Yeah. And also, dude.
And how would you pick?
But dude, I would like order it. I would start from right and then go left and then, you know, just back and forth like a goddamn old typewriter.
Like, nice tits.
Well, I mean, of course. Of course, if a lady comes up and she's like holding a napkin with her number on, I'm not gonna be like, eh, yeah,
so
fuck you.
How do you feel when a guy has like a credit card or like a $20 bill in his hands? Like, eh, pick me.
I hate it. I actually won't pick you because, you're cool. I'm cool with $20. Who gives a shit?
Goddamn.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help. You save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Girls are saying they're getting the ick if a guy is trying to get the attention he can't, and then you have to be like, step back.
Oh, yeah, I would not blow that man for sure. I totally get that.
But it makes sense.
I'm so scared of everything is an ick. I was talking to a girl the other day, and she goes, I was on a beach with a man, and a bee came by, and he went, oh, and that was it.
Well, that's an ick, dude.
That was it.
That's crazy.
What are you supposed to be?
You have the karate chop
bit. But what are you supposed to see a bee and be like, try me, bitch, try me.
Yes.
Honey, fucking
Well, okay, here, dude, here's the thing. If you're getting scared by a bee, there's no way you're going to get protected when someone tries to like rob a Wells Fargo when you're inside.
They say like if you jump into water holding your nose.
I get that.
Like, how are you going to defend me from a shark with one hand?
Well, I can't defend you from a fucking shark. If you need
that level of... Don't tell me that, though. That's an ick.
Madam, if you need someone to protect you from a shark, nobody... What am I, a dolphin? You know what I mean?
Punch it in the face. YouTube it. That's what you do.
How about this?
In the water, YouTube it. How to defend shark. Oh, fuck. Y'all have YouTube Premium. There's an ad. I'm sorry. The shark's like, what ad is this? That's for his cocks. They're every ad on YouTube. So, okay. That's what I'm nervous is like... Every shit you don't even think is going to be an ick.
Picking
is
up
ick.
A penny is an ick.
Yeah.
You well, can't that pick is up ick. Change.
Well, that's poor ick. People energy. That's not an ick. If a man is picking up a penny, just expect to split the check.
That was some LA shit.
or.
Yeah. I mean, what are you supposed to do? I only pick it up if it's heads up. Good luck.
True. That's
and
really
I'm Jewish.
Sweet. That's really sweet. Whoa.
So what I mean, but that's what I'm saying. It's like shit you don't even know about is an ick.
What is an ick for you? What's one of them?
Or, I mean,
yeah, but what's one? And then what's one your husband does? You go like, I guess I'll see past this.
So okay, so we used to joke that an ick is like after sex, a guy just puts his shirt on and then he looks like a little toddler and he's just like walking around with the bottom of his butt hanging out.
For someone to finish
Winnie
fucking,
the Pooh.
You guys all got upset.
No, I'm just saying.
No,
for Winnie the Pooh, yeah.
No, for someone I usually put overalls on.
Yeah, you ever put a poncho?
You're about
on
to paint the house now.
Yeah, laying it down.
Put some hay in your
dude,
mouth.
For someone to put on a shirt after fucking is wild to me. I think that's just like that. This reads to me as like highly insecure. Mm. You were just inside me for
cold?
3 minutes. If you're cold, put on the goddamn heat.
I think you just
I love you guys
like,
pretending you've never put a shirt on after sex. Right
I haven't.
Now. You're like that's fucking crazy.
If
bro.
I put on shorts, then a shirt, but just shorts. Shirt first is weird.
Yeah, you
shorts
should do shorts
sure.
first.
Yeah, I put on boxer. I don't like walking around naked. I put on my boxer briefs first, and then I can walk around.
When guys order California rolls.
Interesting.
Wow.
What about that? Is see
yeah,
that's
that
what
means
I'm saying.
You don't go down on women.
That's not true.
I do not find the correlation on that. But what's the most roll you can get that's like, oh, this guy eats a fucking box?
Sashimi. I want that sashimi all over your body. I want you drowning in sashimi.
Damn. That Toro? A little bit of the fucking
that's
blue fan.
But look, if you get a combo that accidentally has a California roll in it, I'll be fine.
So you're relating just eating fish to eating box. I guarantee you there's a lot of dudes who hate fish but love pussy licking. Like a lot.
It's just specific California rule. I'm not going to generalize.
Right. Here's the thing. If you're going to go to a sushi restaurant.
Because it seems like a vanilla choice.
It's like riding a bike and putting on fucking training wheels. You're like, you're 31. Why are we here?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But do you think it has anything? Is there other foods like that? If they go to Baskin Robbins and they get just vanilla,
it's
you're
kinda
like, oh, you ain't sucking no dick tonight.
It's kind of like a guy who wants his steak, like, well done.
Well, that's a serial killer.
Yeah. That man has inner demons.
Yeah, yeah.
That has a dad who is far removed from the picture.
That man just finished watching the fucking
movie. Sweet. There's always a moment where the dad's like, son, it's time to eat some real cow now.
Medium rare.
It needs to be bloody. Yeah. What a blue.
What's your steak temperature order?
Like medium, the other one.
Uh-oh.
No.
Ick. Medium rare.
Medium rare.
Medium rare. Okay, good.
Medium rare.
Okay, don't turn this on me.
I'm fine. What do you think a guy's ick towards a woman should be?
I try to battle a lot of those icks. Like farting,
I'm into it.
Diarrhea.
I'm into it.
Shaving.
Shaving's like, not a
big one. So IBS.
I'm not great
big.
At shaving. I'm Italian and Jewish, so it's like...
Oh, it's a nightmare.
It's a weed whacker.
Wow. Yeah.
But like...
You take blurry photos.
But that's...
like,
it's a funny
I
joke.
I'll show you.
Thank you.
We're like... I don't know. That's my calf.
Oh, I can't even see
it's
your
calf
through the goddamn North Face.
But I wouldn't say that's an ick. I mean, an ick, that's like... That's not... I'm looking for more like what's
I like
a weird
to challenge
thing?
A guy. Like, I'm like, let's see if he really wants to fuck me. Like, if you're not going to fuck me because I'm wearing granny panties... Then it's not.
No one's ever stopped fucking because someone was wearing granny
See,
panties.
See, I'm very into granny panties.
Interesting.
Why?
Full
comfort?
Well, I think because I was an athlete, it's like I didn't like thongs because it could like kind of get bacteria, whatever. I like to be
thongs
cupped.
Don't seem like they do a lot of health beneficial.
No. Yeah, I don't. Just, I never understood it. I think it's kind of annoying.
You're always having a spoiler on a car. You're like, I get it. It's for good looks, but what are we doing here?
Exactly. And I'm about performance, you know?
Speed. Yeah. Adrenaline. Endurance. Prime energy.
Prime energy drink. I don't wear thongs. I never wear thongs. That's kind of my thing.
How do you
feel
about no underwear?
I feel like then I'm flapping.
Yeah. Well, like, flapping. Is yours flappy?
I mean, like uneven. I wouldn't say like flappy.
Uneven.
But uneven.
How do I ask without being rude? What does uneven mean? Like a little.
Like.
They spent more.
Oh my God, uneven is so funny.
Wait, what part is what?
I don't know. I kind of confused myself.
Yeah, is this G-string or is this?
Wait, I don't even have an OnlyFans. I'm giving you guys too much.
No, thumbnail. Perfect. Clip it.
Let's do it.
Uneven.
Like as in.
Like the lips are uneven?
It depends on their mood though.
Oh.
I don't look at it a lot, but like it could be different depending on my positioning.
Like you have like symmetrical Saturdays where they all line up?
Sometimes.
And sloppy good. Sundays where shit looks like a fucking
Yeah, they've been through it, you Whoa. Know? They've seen some
Vietnam.
Stuff. So yeah, I think I like guys who've always embraced like the rawness of like a woman and isn't like you have to be perfectly
right.
done up all the way. Like they like how my sweat smells or they like.
Gabe loves that.
Nice.
Couple of the, what is it, pheromones?
Yeah.
Hey. Well, let me ask you this. Don't you think that, because I totally feel you. I think there is no, for real. I think you get to a point where then you can be like, all right, I love you. And we've kind of got past this whole like Cinderella. I'm shaving, yes. blah, blah, blah. Then we get to a point where it's like, all right, man, I fart, I shave, blah, blah. I love that phase. That's
I mean,
fun.
She's comfortable with
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
but
I
also
that.
Feel like it's how you carry yourself. Like sometimes if you're getting so done up for a dude, it's like, what are we hiding here?
Yeah.
What are we so afraid of?
I feel that.
You know?
I feel that. I definitely feel that.
So like sometimes I'm like, let me skip the phase of like me trying to pretend like I always wake up just like glowing.
Yeah.
And then when I do put on some makeup, he's going to be like, okay, am I with a Sports Illustrated?
Yeah. What's going
exactly.
on?
Jennifer Lopez.
Then the target,
Jesus Christ.
If you go cold turkey one day, you just show up, nothing done up. You guys, what the fuck?
I like start.
I didn't order Postmates.
Start like a raw piece of chicken. Just start it raw and then let
then
it
air
grow.
Fry a little bit.
And then guys are weird though. I feel like guys who have really like loved me.
Say it one more time.
The guys who have loved me, like many, many men through the years.
Whoa.
I feel like.
Flex on, huh?
Many men.
They love that uneven shit.
Oh, remix. Many men, instead of wish death on me, wish sex on me.
Yeah.
50 Cent. I'm Weird Al Yankovic.
Wow.
Many men.
Many men.
Will fall in love with you.
Many men.
New York.
I could do the backtrack if you need.
We do.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So they always like. Didn't like when I put too much makeup on. Like I'd put like red lipstick on. They're like, you look like a clown. Like they really fell in love with like, my authentic
look.
I
love the natural look. I love when women just literally put on like lip gloss and like what is this when you make your eyebrows?
Mascara?
Thank you, mascara. Like
but
that's
then some,
it.
But then
it.
I would argue.
Doesn't know what mascara is.
No, that's actually hot. If a guy doesn't know what mascara is, it's like he's just really? So manly.
Do you like a fixer upper? Do you want just a dumb
no,
guy?
No, that's too much admin. Yeah. I'm like, I'm busy. I'm not a babysitter. I barely have my shit together. I don't,
Come
I'm not taking
up.
On a project. No,
okay.
That's why I have an older man. He is established. He has his own routines. He doesn't need me involved in anything.
Good.
Fix someone or can't to then leave
no,
me
no.
and then be good for someone else? Absolutely fucking not. I'm not part of that multi-level marketing scheme.
MLM.
You could be. Do you want to?
Yo,
have you ever heard of Cutco knives? You yourself could drive a BMW Model 3. 328.
Sarah, she was like you 3 years ago, and look at her now.
And with one of those knives, you can make your shit even.
Boom. Call back. Circumcision.
Oh my God.
Do girls get circumcised? Can
you
they?
Could get a labiaplasty.
Whoa.
You could
Please
get
explain.
It.
Huh.
You could basically, I could go in and be like, I want to have nothing coming out. I want it to be cut. And it's purely
what
for
if
aesthetics.
You wanted, what if you wanted the opposite? What if you want your shit looking prolapsed
that is so,
as fuck?
Maybe we should start something where girlies who have extra labia can
they
donate.
Want more.
Yeah.
It's like a BBL for
labia.
Labia
for love.
Love? Yeah. Love.
Labia for love. Love.
I love it. That's fucking great.
Labia for love.
Do
labia
you guys
for lots
like,
of love. They cut your hair and you donate
do you guys,
it.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on labias?
A preference?
I've never met her, but she sounds like a great lady.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. You know, I like when there's some
meat.
You know, it's like it's like a French onion soup. You're like, God, it's overflowing with joy.
Mm-hmm,
did I just compare a vagina to French onion
I just
soup?
Feel
yes,
like
you did.
It's,
yes.
It's kind of.
Have you ever had a French onion soup?
It's
so good. I came late in me in life. I literally just had one like a week ago. There's so much cheese. There's excess.
Oh,
it's good.
Yeah.
When it's just straight, like, bing, I'm like, what? How do I get my debit card? Ding, ding.
You could.
Yeah.
Chip reader, square reader.
We should do a podcast together.
Read my labia.
I didn't understand the last 4 minutes, but I'm obsessed with that.
I don't understand my
Wait, and then girls are bleaching their buttholes.
Love it.
Have you ever, Okay, that was very LA of you. Have you ever...
he has bleached hair.
Hold on.
You don't think it's reciprocated? If you're about to go lick a girl's butthole and she has dark...
Don't care.
I also thought bleaching your butthole was bleaching your butthole hair because I'm Italian.
Right.
Apparently it's not.
No, no, it's shaving.
It's just the...
it's just the actual hole.
It's the skin.
Skin.
Yeah. So people have like dark skin?
Yep. Yep. It looks like a but you're like not an eggplant gonna, emoji sometimes.
You're not going to not hook up with a girl. Oh,
I
will lick the fuck
out of it. I don't care what it looks like.
So should girls bleach it?
Here's the thing. If you say, will the darkness let me not do it? No, I'll do it. But if it's bleached, I'll like it more. But it's not going to detract.
If you're doing OnlyFans and you're showing your asshole to all of Australia, you might be like, let me lighten it up.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Photoshop.
Yeah.
I'm a big, but
I love how business-wise you put that.
Photoshop, you know? Well, I'm saying, like, do you want to go to a random guy in Glendale and be like, you can bleach this, right? Or... you just pay some USC kid who knows Photoshop a little bit and you go, can you touch this up a little bit? Can you just lower the saturation? It's
he'll
a little
pay
red.
You to Photoshop it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, wild. I have a buddy who films a lot of like comedians recently just filmed an OnlyFans chick. And she was just like, hey.
Was she doing stand-up?
She was standing on something.
Cock.
Vibrator.
Okay.
But it, you know, and he was like, yeah, you know, it's interesting going from like getting these cinematic shots, these angles and this lighting, and you want to make it look the best. And he didn't show me anything because he's a respectful man and he follows a good NDA, I would imagine.
Here we go.
But it is very interesting to, you know, you can make it look cinematic. So if you're coming in hot with the Sony 8K, you might go, let me bleach a little just to for white balance.
I'm just envisioning like slow-mo labia flapping. And I think that could be iconic.
It's very American.
I think so.
That's very American.
It's very American. You have labia go, and you're like, oh,
like the birds, like Philly.
Go birds.
Go birds.
Go birds.
They lost, dude. They fucking lost.
Did they still riot or no?
Yeah, they were partying.
Well,
I feel like they rioted before it started. They were like flipping cars.
Yeah,
like,
dude,
Philly
really?
Will flip a police car on a Wednesday. They don't give a shit.
That's disastrous.
Whoa, it's closed.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
Where's the hoogies?
What was I saying?
Yeah, you were saying something to me before
bleach. I was too. Oh, the labia preference. Oh. I have like preferences, but it's not gonna stop me. Like if you have a more flappy vagina, it's not gonna stop. I'm not gonna like gross and back away. Mm-hmm. But I do. If I had a preference, I kind of like a tabletop vagina where everything's in there and everything's nightly tucked.
I like my shit to look like a Cantor sandwich.
You're lying. You want to
I'm not.
You want a Cantor sandwich?
A little bit, yeah.
I love it. No, you know what? You know I
it's
like that?
It's more,
you know what you like.
Hear me out.
Give it to me.
This is not a great take.
It is.
But it feels like when you get bumpers at the bowling alley, it guides nicely.
Oh, everything wow.
Everything goes into one spot.
Wow.
Because before, it's just straight, boom, you know, it's just clean.
Oh, yeah, he's saying sense. That he'll accidentally like hit the thigh.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
it's it not guides. There to guide him. Yeah. Which it happens to the best of us.
Put the bumpers up. It's easier to get in.
You're
my
like,
kids
that's
can
my
play.
Knee, but thank you.
But why does it happen? You just start, you just put the tip of your cock from like the top of it and then slowly go down until
it goes in. Whoa, 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 what is this? Sex?
Yeah. Motherfuckers be like, oh, I always miss.
I know.
How do you miss?
What is sex?
How do you miss? You start from the top, slowly go down, and then when the fucking tip goes in, you're in. Motherfuckers always be
but
like.
But you know when you're like riding sometimes, and this is probably. We're all white here. When you're riding and you kind of, you lose, cut that. You lose rhythm and you're kind of like, is it me or is it him?
Yes.
And
yes,
then you're like, okay, let's, I'm going to take control. And one and two and one. Yeah, and you're yeah. like, and nope, yep. you're not. And,
the,
and then
your
dick
swimming.
Falls out and you snap it. That's where you have to keep.
The snap is awful.
The dick snappage happens.
Oh my God.
Because then every girl's like, are you okay? And like with so much pain in your heart, you're like, oh, yeah, we're good. Keep going.
But I will say
Sarah McLachlan, come on the podcast.
She could. I was just gonna say that the dude that was scared of a bee would cry in that moment.
He was.
Does it hurt or did you just
teams.
Get scared?
I've never had a full snap, but I've had people make
so
their dick look like an Allen wrench. It looks fucking
it's like
terrible.
That kid that falls and like it didn't actually hurt himself, and he's yep. looking at you, and he's like,
oh,
and you're like, you're okay, you're okay.
Yeah, dude. Anytime my nephew falls, I go, you're good, you're good, you're good. And then he looks at me, and he goes, well, I guess I am good. Fucking.
But like, he wants to cry. And he's like, that could have been really bad.
But I feel like that's gonna be me in the future. I'm so scared of a girl having an ick for that. I'm just gonna be like, it feels great. Keep going.
But I do have to say, an ick is like. You never really like a guy and get an ick.
Correct.
An ick is like first, second date where you're like, something about him. Oh yeah, I don't like how he ate spaghetti.
Yeah,
but something's off. But you're right. It just means you just don't like the guy as a whole. Like, if these little things, you're like, oh, I hate how he says Wednesday. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You just don't like him at
he
first,
says,
ever.
He says sandwich, like sandwich.
Ooh. Oh, fuck that. Actually, I'm out.
Caramel.
Sandwich. You know
almond?
What I hate? You know
that's
what I hate?
A big one, the L on the
almond? One. That's yep. That turns me off.
Let
almond?
Me ask you this. Why do people say Thanksgiving differently? People go, thanks. I've said this before. People go Thanksgiving and then people go Thanksgiving.
You know what's
how
funny?
You, say it?
You just said it the same way.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Everybody, close your eyes.
Ready? Ready? Okay, so this is one way.
And if you're listening at home,
this,
close your eyes.
This is one way. This is one way. Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving.
Okay, it's the same thing.
It's not.
I think you meant to say Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
We're not doing anything different.
It's okay, because someone the other day said Valentine's Day.
Oh, oh no. Everyone says that. It kills me. It
they
kills me.
They sell chocolates under a bridge. Y'all ready for Valentine's Day?
Dude, a lot of people say Valentine's Day. It kills me.
That's the ick. That'll give it
what
to
you. What's your stance on Valentine's Day?
We're going to do politics. Hilarious. Valentine's Day or Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day. Let's start there.
It's funny because my husband, he called me. That was Chugi that I have a husband. But anyway. He called me and
why
he was like...
Why was that Chugi they have a husband? It's okay. People get married at 19.
True.
Amish.
True.
Okay.
He was like, we don't really need to... Like, you don't... Like, you chill. Like, you don't... And I was like, yeah, I'm cool. Like, I don't need Valentine's.
Uh-oh.
But like...
Deep down.
Yeah. But let's be honest. Like, I'm here touring. He's in Vancouver waiting me to go to Vancouver because I have shows there. And then he's going
to
take
go.
Me skiing.
Mm-hmm. Talk like a Geico.
Wasn't a sentence
so, like,
at all.
Caveman.
Yeah. We have shit. Like, it's fine. Would it be cool if he...
Yeah, there it is. There it is. That's why you guys are so challenging, because that's how you really feel. You just want him to actually execute Valentine's Day, but you want to be like, oh, I don't care.
But
blah,
no
blah.
One's going to get mad if I came back to my hotel and there was like a flower from him. I'd be like, that was really
one
fucking
flower?
Nice.
Do you think he's setting the bar low that we shout his expectations?
I think we went really hard in the beginning because we were like obsessed with each other. And now we're like, do we have anything left? You know, like it was like a COVID relationship. Like I did like a scavenger... Like 2 weeks. I did like a scavenger hunt for one of his birthdays. Like all these different gifts. Cause we were living, we got engaged in 6 months during COVID. Like I met him during COVID. So it's like dog years. It's like times seven.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's
code
super intense.
Yeah.
And now we're like, I'm busy. He's
about
busy.
A swamp house in Florida. You guys are moving in together.
Yeah.
Retiring, throwing in the.
But now then the world opened and like I was like, oh shit, I'm a comedian. You're a comedian.
Yeah.
We're not those people that just like woke up every day and like watch TV and cuddle the whole time. But it's good because I'm an independent person. He's independent. I have my own apartment next to his.
That's so such a good idea.
Like he had an apartment and then the woman died next door. I don't know how, I swear.
Did you see her? Is she a ghost?
I think she's a friendly ghost.
What does that mean?
Like,
she like turns her Keurig on in the morning for you.
So nice.
Get out your bitch. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like she opens
you
the windows
it,
when it's a little, you know, hot in there.
Yeah.
I think she was a friendly ghost.
Oh, good. What had she die? Suicide?
I killed her.
Oh, good. Because you needed the apartment.
Yeah.
Got it.
So she died and then I got the apartment next door. So we have it.
Literally next door?
Literally next door, like touching. So I think we're going to take the wall down, but that's a lot of admin. So we've been procrastinating. So now I'll just be like, I'm going to go in the other apartment.
How often do you sleep? Together versus sleep apart.
We sleep together, but I more fall asleep on the couch.
In your apartment or his apartment?
I like to call it our apartment.
Word.
And my apartment.
Got it. So apartment A, apartment B.
Our apartment, my apartment.
Are you
apartment.
Taking his last
oh,
name?
Oh, I got it.
I didn't. Because I changed my Instagram handle twice. I'm not changing it again.
That's modern day love. You got look, it's not
I
me,
was
it's
like,
Instagram.
Babe, are you trying to
you gotta talk to
sabotage
Zuckerberg.
My career?
Yeah. Hannah Burner?
God damn.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
God damn.
By the way, I was looking at your social media course. I need to work on my brand voice. and I think I need to buy it.
Do
it. There's some good stuff in there. Yeah,
dude, you went hard. I was looking at all the classes.
That was a COVID project that I worked on with John, my editor and videographer.
That's fucking amazing.
We shout out to this guy Kev on stage. He gave me the idea for it, but it was like it's just everything starts finished. I don't hide anything of like what I do and what I don't do. It's like this is I could update it a little bit because now it's like there's different formats and this was heavy like just horizontal videos, but like now everything's just like vertical. Like
well,
everything
also,
is vertical.
I hate these like life coaches or like relationship coaches who are like single or like these entrepreneurs who have like
broke.
Maybe $1 million.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Because from their dad and like or mom.
Or mom. Oh,
our mom.
Oh, I was gonna go there.
But like you're actually someone who is proven and done it and like you know it on the ground level. Like people explaining TikTok to me who don't have their own TikTok
That's
pages.
Where I get
it, I'm like, I'm on the ground floor here.
Yeah. What kills me is when you scroll on TikTok and people are like, this is how you break
and
the algorithm.
And you press on their page.
You have 10K. Right.
This is how I take my client from 10,000 views to 12,000 views.
Yeah.
But so I respect that a lot in terms of, and also people probably ask you all the time for how do you start a podcast, all these little things. Yeah. So you just got it right there and it's affordable. Swipe up.
Thank you
Swipe
so much.
Up, dude, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. He took out a billboard, which was, the billboard was so goddamn funny, dude.
Because it was like what's it, guerrilla marketing, where it's like indirect marketing. It was like, you're not broke, you're just poor. And it was a photo of like me doing this. And then the website was youbroke.com. Because then people would be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they go to it and it just goes, my masterclass.
That's so good. And also in LA, I feel like everyone's driving. So like people actually see the billboards.
Yeah, they told me the amount of like impressions that it was like seen. Like it was on like Reddit. People were just like Snapchatting and sending it to me. And that's kind of why I did it, because then people post about it and then you can share their posts, because the last thing, like stand-up flyers don't do well. There's no engagement. There's nobody be like, wow, what a funny lineup. Oh, there's a joke in there. So you have to find ways to get more creative with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why like a lot of people do like, you like Photoshop yourself into what's big in that city. Now I'm on that. Yeah. Or you find a way to just like add a fun, I've seen a few people do this. So be like, people in fucking Philly. Sad topic. People in Philly be like,
he's
and then they
slitting
do
his wrist right now.
Yeah, with a fucking bird scooter. But then they go birds. But then they'll post like a 10-second video, be like, or like a minute video of like Philly jokes, and then at the end they plug their dates. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
yeah,
there's
well, yeah, people don't like
to
being told what to do, and they also don't like to feel like you're just taking from them all the time.
Right.
So it's like you provide content, and if you they feel like they stumbled upon it on their own,
yeah,
it's like dating a guy. Make it think it was his idea.
Ooh. Whoa, what do you mean?
What
you guys
part?
Wouldn't get it.
Whoa. Well, inform us. We have listeners. Hell,
wait, like.
Yeah, that's like indirect marketing. I don't like that
start
shit.
Dating?
What?
It was our idea to start dating?
Yeah.
It's never.
I
it's
know.
Always a girl being like, so.
So like, what are we? Anytime a girl says so, just run out the room.
No.
So,
she just says so.
Leave.
What?
Any, yeah, what's or so,
are
leave.
We?
So I was thinking.
So I was thinking that those are the worst four words, whatever the
but
fuck.
But this is the thing. If I feel like if you have to ask a dude that, he's not it and she's
really?
Not it for you. Like, so I had this idea. My parents got engaged in like 4 months also. I had an idea that when I met the right person, it was going to be like game over and
instantaneous.
Right, so I'd be with the guy for like a year and I'm like, he's on it. Like, this is not it. And I mean, this guy, like, it was, but again, he's old. He doesn't have a lot of time left. It was like
hilarious.
A week. No, but it was a weekend and he was kind of
like.
Shout
out that Will money.
He's seen like, he's had his relationships.
World
he knows what he wants. He knows what
yeah.
He's seen the dinosaurs. He
yeah.
knows what he's
He texts you on using a fax machine. This guy's old as shit.
He's seen it all.
But like.
He's like, COVID, I remember polio.
God
change my pantaloons. He's not that old.
No, he's not.
Well, how does he feel when every time you
he's
go to podcast?
Like,
this man is old.
He's also like the hottest dude.
He
like,
is
most
hot as fuck.
Oh,
dude,
so
please, if you can, if you can bring him up.
Rhyme with him again?
Des Bishop.
Does like, he honestly, use a lot of ointments?
No, I mean, like, I joke old. That he's like some people, some young guys snort cocaine. He snorts Advil.
Oh, yeah. What a
no, look at this guy.
Silver
look
fox.
At this guy. Look
yeah,
at this guy.
He's a gorgeous
you wouldn't
man.
Fuck him immediately.
He, your producer knew the hot photo to click on.
Of course.
On
yeah.
Because Gabe,
he's
our
a very,
producer,
like, guys
is
guy.
Hot.
Like other dudes can like.
Whoa, top left. Yeah. Hannah Burner on boyfriend. Dun, dun, dun.
Wow. He's so hot. It's crazy.
Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, you were on a reality show. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Summer House.
I did
that
for
that?
3 years.
3 years you were on the show?
Yeah. That's why I have gray hair.
Whoa. Ooh.
So speaking of
snorting cocaine,
what show was it?
Summer House.
So I was like working for Betches. They were one of those.
Yes. Yes,
so my first job in comedy was like writing. They pay me like $2 a tweet or a meme.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. So I was doing like 80 tweets a meme.
That's $19.
Like, it was like a joke writing boot camp for me in like millennial girl humor. Just like.
Yeah. I remember I did some podcasts on there one time.
Yeah. They have like a great media company. And then I guess I had interviews.
That's what my feeling was.
But let me be political for a second. So I was like interviewing people there, and I started to. They wouldn't post my tweets on their page, but I started posting my own tweets because I realized my own sense of humor was a little different.
Yeah.
And then pages like Insta Single and all of them
started.
And I started a full, like, you would like, you know, like you start sending it out to your people and they would repost it.
Yeah.
And it was kind of this meme
community.
Yeah, I
did social media for a company for like 3.5 years. And like, I would never post my own stuff, but every once in a while, they'd be like, oh, yo, that video you had on Monday was pretty funny. I'd be like, y'all want it?
Yeah.
You both.
So what happened is I kind of got to the point where like, and I was making little sketches for them, but it was getting weird because people were recognizing me as like the face of it in terms of some of their videos.
Right.
And I was ready to like go with them. I was like, let's make this like Barstool. Like, let's, I'll be a talent for you guys. But then Bravo, like a guy DM'd me and was like, would you party in the Hamptons and we'd show like what you do during the week? And I was 26 and single and I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I got fired from Benjamin.
Hell yeah. Why?
Why?
Or how?
They said it was like some like logistical stuff. Like I used
you
a ring.
Stole something.
I reused a ring light for a personal thing. And I was like, they're seventh hire. Like I loved that company. But I understood what they were saying. They were saying this isn't a fit anymore.
Got it.
And then but like honestly, I love getting fired. It's very empowering. It's like breakups. Like it forces you to do new shit.
Yeah.
And then on Summer House,
pottery and shit the next day.
I'm fucking doing basket weaving.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
I'm on the subway just eating more pigeons. Just like we can get through this.
Oh yeah, a lot of motivational podcasts.
Dude, I will buy like 20 self-help books on Amazon. Never have opened one.
But you that's self-help. That's understanding that you need self-help.
Yeah. That's the first step, dude. I fuck with self-help books. Yeah. I love them.
I've never read them.
I got
them.
The Calm app. Do I touch it? Sometimes.
I look at it and I said, it's like that having a Xanax in your bag. You're like, if I need you, I'll open you up.
Yeah. But you feel better because you got
emotional support.
And when people come
pet
to your apartment, book, they must be thinking like,
this bitch crazy.
Well, yeah, dude. If I
just some demons.
If I walk into a girl's apartment and there's too many pillows and too many candles and then a bunch of self help books, you don't have a father. One, two.
But the sex is gonna be.
It's gonna be bananas.
Yeah.
No condom. First night. Just sticking her face out. You know where to put it.
By the way, I know a lot of guys listen to this pod. I just want to make a point. When you ask a girl if she's on the pill, that is a loaded question.
Really?
It's loaded with cum.
like girls, like when you're on the pill, like I'll miss 3 days, I'll take 7. Like I'll like, we are crazy. Like I can't even send a text back to my best friend. You think I'm taking a pill every morning at the same time to make sure my, like you guys are freaked out right now.
No, I'm not at all.
I just want guys
I never
understand.
Come in. I don't really mind.
Having a prescription for birth control is one thing, but like for it to work, she has to take it every single morning.
Right.
And that's why like pregnancies happen. So just keep an eye out for the girlies. Like I'll talk on stage about birth control. The amount of like everyone's dying laughing because you miss some days and then you like try to catch up and like you can't overdose.
That's why you gotta throw the copper
birth
thing.
Birth control, you can't overdose.
100%?
100%.
It's what happens when you take too much.
You know what? I'm not a fucking doctor. I don't know.
I don't know. Loaded question.
But anyway, yeah. So I got fired and then I realized I'm going to be on this talk on this reality show, which is obviously like oversimplified and they have like, you know, their storylines. And I thought if people liked me and they want more, I'll start a podcast where I could have my own people like get to know me. So I started Burning in Hell, which is like a mental health comedy pod. And then I was like, I knew comics from Betches. I dated comics. And then I was asked to do a live podcast show at Caroline's.
Ooh.
And my friend was like, I dare you to take your tweets and do 10 minutes of stand up. And like, I was dumb. Like, I didn't know you should like maybe start with 2, like open mic with 5. But it was like 300 of my fans. And I just went out there and I was like, I'm a star.
Yeah.
And then people were like, our favorite part was the stand up. And then my New York City comedian friends like cornered me and they're like, if you really want to do this, you got to be on the fucking grind. Like, we'll support you, but you got to do it right. Yeah. You got to fucking hate yourself and you got to bomb in basements. And I'm like, I'm down. Like, I'm halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got fired from somewhere else.
Oh, jeez. Why'd you get fired from that?
Well, I got married and I also like...
And they're like, what?
They were like, yeah, we don't want some old maid.
They fucking hit you with that Leonardo shit.
Yeah. And I also like, the first two seasons were so fun, so great. The last season, we were locked in a house with COVID. I was like fighting with some dude.
Yeah.
And I was like, it just wasn't...
And this was on stressful. Bravo?
On Bravo. But I got fired and then... And then I honestly started posting on TikTok because I was like, I felt kind of misunderstood after like a reality show. And then Instagram is so like superficial. So TikTok, right. I just started posting my shit.
Yeah.
And then it's doing well. And I kind of started to find my own like creativity with it.
Yeah. How long have you been doing stand-up for?
Like 4 or 5 years.
4 years. How do you feel?
I feel good. Like I feel like... Yeah. It's like kind of, I used to be a tennis player and I had a lot of like performance anxiety.
What?
Like I was really talented, but I would like always be in my head. I always was like aware of everything. Like I felt like I had the brain of, like I had the physicalness of a professional athlete, but my brain was like a comedian.
Well, dude, especially, I mean, tennis players, dude, like your brain is like 90% of it.
Yeah, they say the core is 6 inches from ear to ear, and it's true. Like,
yeah,
write that down. It's you that psych big? Yourself out.
I only got 4 inches. So, max.
So then with stand up, I felt like I remember going, I was like, I wonder if I'm gonna have performance anxiety like I did with sports sometimes. But I went on stage and I just felt like I was talking to my friends. I didn't feel like there was a winning and losing to it. I really felt like it was an art. Like, and even when something doesn't go well, I'm like, you got better. Like I coach myself how I wish I was coached as a kid.
Right.
Which is kind of deep. Mm. But like stand up and tennis is kind of similar too, where like you're on the road every weekend, you're playing alone. Like tennis is the one sport you'll see people just like go nuts alone. Like I can't call timeout. I can't pass the ball. So stand up, I feel like, was actually kind of a good transition for me where I feel like I'm still not, tennis is entrepreneurial. I feel like I'm entrepreneurial now.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
really I'm really
stage
enjoying
presence
it.
From the videos I've seen. It feels very like natural and it feels very like.
And especially being like conversational. Kind of ish. I mean, ish, new ish.
No, yeah, you know I'm definitely green. But I also think similar to you is I have experience of like the marketing and the writing from my past.
Right.
And I know how to edit videos. Like I was a video editor. So like you combine that with the stand up. Next thing you know, like I love posting clips and like. And then I'll help my comedy friends who like can't do that shit.
Right.
And they're so fucking funny. And then you're like, okay, like I'll cut some stuff for you and that kind of thing. So that's why I do like connect with you guys in the way that you have.
Well, you entered with like kind of a Swiss Army knife approach. You're like, I can do everything.
Yeah.
Like,
I come from this. I can do that. I can edit. I can shoot and I'm funny.
And I could cut my labia if I choose to.
You're not gonna, dude. You don't need to.
Wow. That was so empowering.
Thank you. 2023. Thank you. Get an uneven pussy. Who cares? It doesn't matter.
It also reminds me, though, of, like, uncircumcised dicks. Are you guys circumcised?
Circumcised, yeah.
I got that fade. I went to Floyd's on Melrose. They cut my shit
gotta
up.
Gotta use the fucking ring light.
Yeah. On Valentine's Day, I got
Valentine's.
That shit.
Valentine's. Yeah, I got a two in the front. Well, it's really all two, but yeah, no.
But sometimes guys with more stuff going on, as a girl, at first you're like, whoa, like, it's an anteater. And then you realize, like, he has more nerves and
stimuli.
Stuff.
Stimuli.
Yeah.
Why you can put stuff in there, like Skittles or something, so when she goes down on
you,
she has to
snack. You can save stuff for later.
Yeah.
Why did they cut it?
They say it's kind of, like, not consensual.
Yo, I was a baby. Somebody touching my dick.
Nobody asked me.
No, what the fuck?
Nobody, literally
Dr.
zero people
Goldstein,
asked
no one you're asked, done.
Or they did, and you tried to explain it, but you couldn't speak English yet.
Because I was whiny. Yeah, I mean, you should wait until I'm, like, 10.
Yeah, like, you'll never know what it feels like for a girl to just slurp the tip of your, what is it even called?
Cock.
Oh, the tip of it? Whoa. The foreskin?
The foreskin, thank you. Wow, I love how formal he was with that.
I will say, say so many people that have,
straight shooter.
So many people that have foreskin say that it feels way better because when you get the foreskin off, you lose like nerve endings. Mm-hmm. So it actually feels so much better. And when you have foreskin, it's kind of like having a fleshlight around your cock all the time. So you don't even need lotion or baby oil to jerk
off.
You've
thought about this.
Of course I have. You go on a Megabus, you fucking just jack off, no problem.
Also, hand job, like you fucking go like this. You don't need it.
That's what I'm saying. How it's like those little toys you had in like elementary school with the water tubes in it.
Oh my God, those were so fun.
Those were fun.
So sexual now that you think about it.
Oh, it was sexual. They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing.
Anybody else?
Sorry, I missed it.
So I definitely put my dick in one of those. Anyone else?
Of course. Oh no, actually I haven't. I didn't. My buddy, we caught my buddy.
Amazon Prime, overnight one.
Let's do it. My buddy, why am I going to say his name? That's crazy. But in, when we were like maybe like juniors, he like came into school and was like, guess what I did? And he just told us, cool, man. We just were open about jerking off. Now you're fucking toys?
Yeah.
How do you feel about
slippery slope?
I'm
good. You're a D1 athlete. You know
what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you, I have the right, like, I know how to hold a tennis racket. I have kind of nubby hands, large palms.
Good palm.
Okay, good palm.
Solid palm.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
Warm palm.
Yeah, a little, yeah. Like, yeah. So, yeah. But I like to perform well. Good. I'm like, I want top tier Division I performance.
Yeah.
I don't want to compete with you.
Right.
Like, I know you're better at it. So I'm like, let's just do a blowjob. You know, like, why would I want to make better what I'm already good at.
Yeah.
I want to put my energy towards what I'm naturally good at and not go to, like, I understand improving your weaknesses, but like, that's a losing battle.
Not
also,
really.
No, guys.
Goddamn.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Goddamn.
So you love a hand job.
Buddy.
This boy is off from what's right.
That's the name of my bio.
No, I mean, Michael just has different things that he prefers. I mean, everybody who
we don't yuck his yum.
Thank you.
But you suck his cum. The Trevor Watts experience. No, I mean, but like, just because he likes what I don't like doesn't mean he's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He likes a good hand job and likes a good foot job.
If you were communicative about it, then she should be all about it.
Buddy, I love a good fucking hand job. So if you were a tennis player, dude, you give me like a two-hand backhand. That's fucking into it.
You want to turn the other person on if that's what you're into. And it's hot to think that someone else's hand is doing it.
Oh, it's so hot. And then she's looking at you.
I like an OTPHJ.
Over the pants handy.
Yeah, because there's no technique. You can't fuck it up.
Yeah. Well, you can.
It's kind of like.
Yeah. Is your man into over the. What is he into? Are you okay saying
not this? Shitting himself.
God damn, prune juice?
He's not that old.
He's not. He's so hot. He's so much hotter than both of us. It's crazy.
But I do like an older guy because he like knows what he wants. Yeah. He knows what he's into.
What is he into?
I mean,
pudding.
Sex in your early 20s, like no one knew what the fuck was going on.
I knew what I wanted.
But did you know what to do?
Honestly, I fucked my pillow so many times. I felt like I did. I mean, dude, I
feel like if anybody is this boy.
Dude, I would literally put my pillow.
You wrote a syllabus.
I would put my pillow in literally positions when I was like 13. I'd literally flip it over. Everyone knows I used to put my mom's lingerie on a pillow.
Sleep, bitch.
On a pillow, and I literally would flip it over and use like the nubs that are coming out of my mom's lingerie as feet, and I would just move it around like in like positions. I watched porn way young. So I was like,
the pillows had feet.
Yup.
Oh, you like feet?
Love feet. But here's the thing, dude. I was watching porn since I was so. I watched game film, dog. So I knew.
Like game
I,
film.
Game film. That was wait. Dude, that was game film.
Oh, you were out here
taking watching. Notes.
Okay. How do you feel about toe hair?
I am so fucking out.
Oh. ICK.
No, I'm sorry. Because
like I have hair in my knuckles. Like cute.
Cool. Get her out. No.
I have hair on my toes. I'll shave it for you.
Big event? Or just like, I know that you like this.
Occasionally, I'll shave it and I cut myself and then my toe's bleeding. I have to explain why my toe's bleeding. Yeah. And that's hard to get around.
Yeah, I think a scab on a toe is maybe worse than hair.
I have like tennis feet though. I've like lost my toenail 100 times.
I'm out.
So
she's learning to love herself. Oh, so you're going to like feet, but then you're going to be like, there's really that beautiful feet.
Yeah, I was
there.
In a sweaty Reebok all day, but two hairs being like, hey, you're just dead like, out of here.
My hair's like, hey.
So what do you do?
Oh, good. What?
What do you do if you see like a little bit of hair, and you're with this woman, you're like, oh, Brayda,
a little bit is fine.
What's your ideal foot?
Ooh, I mean, we can bring it up. Probably like, let's see.
Do you have an ideal foot?
Yes.
Whose?
Oh, like someone specific? I don't.
But so what would you bring up?
Like a perfect foot for me is probably.
Do you know
like
when the second toe's like a little longer?
Yeah, I hate it. Cut it off. Cut it off.
It's like my labia, just like that.
Yep.
Funny. Funny.
Is that what it looks like for real? That's so funny.
Ever so slightly. You got it? Okay.
Probably like a size five, 5.5 foot. Descending toe order. And
that boy,
he's talking about it like it's an
that
ass.
That boy malfunctioning down there.
I don't like flat feet. Little arch is fucking perfect. And
does she have to run?
Excuse me?
What time mile does she have to run?
Don't Seven run.
Oh, no running.
No, I don't want you to fuck your feet up. You can do the elliptical wheelchair. Or like a Bowflex or some shit. Wheelchair feet, hot. Kind of small because they haven't used their muscles in years, but it's fine.
Okay.
Are you
do you want
it up,
a pedicure?
Kate? Yes, ma'am. Pedicure.
Yes, ma'am.
French is too much. Just white toenails.
White
so
trim
hot.
Or white all the way?
White all the way. The French tips has sometimes people come to my shows and they're like, look, I got a French tip. It's hot, but it's not. It's too much. It seems like you're trying too hard. Okay. Here we go.
I can't search what you said.
Fucking go, dude. Out of
pictures, do nothing
which,
for me.
Yeah, which one of these is close?
So the ones on the right, it's too long on the second toe.
I'm blocking everyone's fucking. Thank you.
What about this? No.
No, I'm out. Yep. And I don't
she
like
put her Instagram tag on it. I mean, blur her shit. No free clout.
Are you guys on WikiFeet?
Out of these?
I am. Yeah.
Out of these,
okay.
Bro,
I
probably
didn't submit myself.
I didn't submit.
Probably
I'm on.
The ones to the left.
We'll see who's rating higher.
So down?
Motherfucker doing a goddamn Nintendo 64 code right now. Left,
he's
right,
doing
square
a master
B.
Masterclass on.
Yeah.
So,
dude.
Left. There.
That's your ideal?
That's not my...
That shit looks like lima beans.
But dude, out of all these feet, he picked horrible ones.
This is
no,
ideal.
Because he's...
Search Trevor Wallace Wiki Feet?
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
I want to see what his rating is.
Wait.
You have 5 stars.
Bitch, I'm fucking out here.
With
dude,
like thousands
you have a lot
of ratings,
too.
Wait.
Dude, you're huge on Wiki Feet.
I'm huge in the pants, and I'm not. But go up. Wait, I'm 5.3 out of 5. I beat the Richter scale.
Wait, what?
Bro, Michael, I got fucking Christmas out early for
Bring
you,
him
dog.
Out.
Christmas
Bring him out.
His feet are beautiful.
How the fuck did they find that? That's somebody's Instagram story from my old apartment. That was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, they're good at their job.
Wow. You do have great feet, man.
Wait, that was like reviews? Gorgeous. People who like Trevor Wall's feet also liked Sean Mendes, Noah Centineo, Joe Santagato. You check
company.
Mine?
There's no way, Joe. I love you, Joe, but there's no way you got good feet.
Uh-oh. Bring
how, many, how many ratings do I have?
Oh.
Wait, zoom in right there. What does that say?
I can't see that number.
Where? Oh, right you're 5.35
out of 5. 5.35
out of
5. Bro, I got extra credit. The fact that they found that... Dude, I don't know. I think they're just so horny. They're like, yeah, I don't know.
I love how they have a different site for men.
I like jokingly blur my feet in videos now, but low key.
Oh, I have a lot. Oh, I have a lot.
Do that and zoom in.
Oh my God, you are giving them away. You are giving the dogs.
So
that dog park
they
is free to
good.
Enter. That,
here?
Bark,
they
bark.
There.
Here they, I mean, they,
no, they, I mean, I don't know what's going on the right of it.
The symmetry of the toes are really nice. This is, that's a good foot.
But there, so would you like that even if I had a couple hairs?
No.
Oh no.
The man has standards. I have to respect
Manscaped.
It.
Manscaped.com, promo code. Ick.
Honestly, I gave that shit away so quick.
Yeah,
go
did.
Out, but now, but these are all like, you
oh yeah,
know.
That one. Go to that
the,
one.
The one
dude,
with the
that is my
up.
That's my favorite.
Michael, contain yourself for our guest.
Okay, so I do have a good arch. I do have a good
dude,
fucking
I'm,
arch.
No, can I just say this real
wait,
quick?
Is this actually doing something for you?
No,
legally?
No. You said legally. No. I'm doing the spin because this position is so hot to me. Like, I don't know what this position is, but I try to Google.
That's like
I try
I'm
to
on
Pornhub
the phone with a man that you have some feelings with position right there. Your feet kicked up.
The feet kicked up head.
Talking about your
like,
favorite kind of ice cream.
Bro, did your dad, like, talk to you as a kid? Did he say he was proud of you?
Yeah.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, you've just been dropping.
Thank you. I do have a good
dated?
Arch.
Wait, what is your rating? Oh.
No, it's not that good.
Sean, but it is saying beautiful feet in parentheses.
Who's that fuck kind of score? Is that no? That's like a good participation trophy. That's, did you do a full blown podcast with your feet out?
You did.
What the fuck?
It's dirty
look,
too,
that, dude. Look, that's your husband.
Oh my god,
that's your husband.
Oh no.
Wait.
So you're like, wait, you guys recording? Yep. Just
but you know what?
Your Nike.
I guess I just I feel like people. I want people to follow me for my personality, not my feet.
That's what I think too.
So
too.
I haven't put much thought.
Wait, is
into
Michael
it
in here?
But now I'm thinking
think
that like I have.
Nothing.
It's just
no,
Michael
someone,
with binoculars.
You. We got a DM the other day.
If you missed that, Trev said it's just Michael with binoculars.
It's gotta be. Hold
oh,
up.
Hold up.
Wait. Bro, that's your old place. Bro, you
yo,
have
what is this?
That's you. That's
know,
your
what
old
is
place.
This?
That's the fireplace. You doing
oh
fucking handstands?
God.
Bro, you be. That's from the merch drop.
Video. Oh my god.
You
this
are
is
giving
so
them away.
Weird.
Well, you know what's even. Who the fuck's having sex next door? But you know what's even crazier? Look at the top left. That's not even a screenshot. That's a photo of a desktop. That's even worse.
Wait, so do you think more girls are into feet or guys are into feet, or it's like doesn't
scroll
matter?
A little, Gabe.
I think guys are into feet.
Is
right?
that yoga? Right. Are we doing yoga? What is that,
these,
parkour?
These are like weird videos I used to make.
Well,
I can't believe this.
Go up. What's the score?
I mean, not good.
Wow.
4.38. So
floor general.
Out of what, though?
Out of 5.
All right.
Wow.
Have you ever been with someone who had a foot fetish and you guys together kind of?
I never have, no. I'm not, I'm pretty into like women that are submissive, and I feel like getting my, like, I don't know why I feel like it's me being submissive when I'm getting my feet licked, and I don't like it. That
about,
gives me the
what itch. If she licks your butthole?
Into it. Couldn't be more into it. Please.
Wow.
Sign her up for Congress. Jesus Christ.
Which is great, but it's so funny how you don't feel submissive there.
But
you
yeah, what
feel
is
submissive
that
about
that?
You know what it is?
What position do you sit in to make yourself feel like alpha?
No, but it's the feeling that I give towards it. Because I go fucking do it. Like
yes.
That because I'm like, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, it's empowering. So I'm like, do that. You do that. But you gotta
bro,
sit.
I'm telling
you gotta
man, you
sit like a little
toes?
Bitch, though. You gotta sit like this.
Yeah, you have to like watch something really. You have to watch like Mansers or something
yeah.
on TV.
You have to watch Gladiator.
Spot TV. Yeah. All right. Yeah. You use Postmates raw liver.
Wow, you have good hip flexors. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, like you do yoga. You do Pilates?
I do sex. No, I used to do hot yoga. I loved it. My boss used to own a hot yoga studio, and it'd be free for us. And we'd go.
Oh, shit.
It was the best. I think there's that feeling of like when you leave a hot yoga class.
Oh, it is the best.
And then you like go out into the real world, and it hits.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's like a nut from the
I think
the
more men
atmosphere.
Should do yoga for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is like therapy
help.
For your body and brain. Apparently, if you've been through trauma.
How do you feel about guys who do ice baths?
Well, as someone who was forced to do ice baths a lot in college.
But you played a sport.
Because Oh, you're saying
I'm
just
talking,
to be like, for my, you know.
I'm just talking to a guy, Glenn, who sells fucking cameras.
Absolutely not. That's so annoying.
Let me tell you something, though, man.
Absolutely.
But
that is the ick.
But isn't life a sport?
No.
All right. I'll try to drop some knowledge. No one gave a fuck.
No. Just because you got eaten out last night doesn't mean you have to go in an ice bath.
Yeah,
I want.
It does.
It's like when guys have, like, really impressive abs and they're not a professional athlete. I don't like that.
Why?
It gives me the ick.
Why? Why? Why?
Because I'm like, what are you running from? What are you trying to overcompensate for?
I'm not trying
for?
To run from. I'm trying to run towards pussy.
But this is, it's kind of, like there's something hot about a guy who let himself go like a little bit because he's like so busy.
No.
Like he doesn't have time.
No, that's how
you
think it's wrong.
Yeah, that's me right there. I used to be shredded.
Yeah,
but now I'm
wrong.
Booking so many
like
TikTok
that.
Commercials.
Can
what
I
happened
you?
To Trevor? He got fat, you
well,
know?
No, this is my
the
thing.
Game don't stop.
Because I've dated like football players in college and like it's
talk
annoying that
it.
They have to like, oh, these guys are fucking like, they'd like put us, make a smoothie, right? In the morning with like
yeah.
pre-workout
oatmeal,
and they'd
pre-workout.
Walk outside with the blender, like just holding the blender.
Well, that's.
That was their thing, whatever. And I'm like, it's okay. You're on ESPN. That's your sport. Fast forward when you're like 25 and you're with the dude who's like, I'm gonna go to the gym for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, and then he's like, you're trying to just eat dessert. And he's like, no, like I'm checking my macros. Like that's not fun for me.
No,
I don't want to be with a guy who's that extreme about his like body. I don't need, like, I haven't, girls struggle with eating disorders enough. I don't need you like having an eating disorder too.
That I agree with. Because then it's impacting you.
Yeah.
But if a dude is just like going to the gym for like an hour,
yeah,
every
if he's
day
going
whatever,
to the gym, yeah, so he doesn't shoot up a mall, go for it.
Yeah.
Like I he laughed a little too much on that.
Oh yeah, Philly boy on the edge.
Yeah,
I mean, he's boy tweaking on edge right now.
Yeah,
he needs a hot yoga class.
Even the sound of a bird is like, shut the fuck up,
this motherfucker.
Talk,
I believed in you. Did you guys like Rihanna's show? What was your perspective?
Didn't see it.
I thought it was like.
I think
she flew in. She fucking put that shit to work. Got her bag and got the fuck out of it. People were
flew
like,
flew in. He's gonna kill himself.
Birds. Go birds. But I think she showed up, she hit all the classics, yeah, and then fucking dipped. I mean, it's, yeah, it was Rihanna being Rihanna. I think she did a good job.
I thought it was almost iconic.
I think a lot of people were expecting, the problem was last year I had like 19 different artists and there was different guests and 50 Cent was upside down for some reason.
He was like slightly overweight. Yeah, so, see, I like that. That turned me on.
So I think people are just looking for that. Look, is Jay-Z coming out? Is Eminem coming out?
Yeah.
But it's like, is that not good enough?
I think that was her point. She was going to be like, I'm going to just go me, one outfit, show you all my great work over these years. And
she has hits.
She's like, bitch has hits. It's like,
she got tits too.
Hey.
Those pregnant tits.
Those PTs. Pregnant? Those
PTs. I didn't see it. I don't know why I'm even commenting. I didn't see it.
Yeah, she's a little baby bump. ASAP Rocky shooting up the club respectfully.
Again?
Yeah.
Two babies?
Two babies.
ASAP was like, ASAP.
Yeah. He's like, ASAP will become ASAP.
What in February?
So imagine if like it's getting serious and your career is going well right now.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
30.
Yeah, your eggs are dying a little.
Mine?
If you were a girl, what would you do? Right now, would you?
Wait. I'm lost. You're
a girl in this situation.
Am I me?
You're a girl, but
with
you're
the same
you.
But you're
like
a girl.
You're the same career, but you're a girl.
Yeah. I hear you.
So you still make cat videos.
Yeah,
cat videos.
Uneven.
I'm blowing dambles.
You're making fun
of
fuck boys. You're killing it.
Yeah.
Would you try to knock out two babies now?
Oh, interesting.
Or would you wait? Because I'm at this point where I'm 31. My career just started to get kind of hot. And I'm like, do I wait and try to see if I could like get bigger? It's a difficult thing that female comics and female entertainers.
Yeah. Do you freeze your eggs? That's what people are doing now.
But freezing your eggs is not, you don't just like drop them off at the fridge. Like you have to inject yourself for 30 days with hormones. You act like a like psychotic human.
So normal.
So honestly, kind of chill for me.
I think you do want kids. You both want kids?
He's kind of like, he'd be fine without him at this point.
Well, he's got about another 9 years, so.
That is true, because both of you guys are touring so heavy.
So it's
heavy,
yeah.
I think it needs to be a time where both of you are like, kind of like.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's hard if you have a child and he's like, I'm going to the Funny Bone in Des Moines. You're like, what about Rupert?
Rupert?
I don't know, he's Irish. That's just like,
Seamus.
What about, Game Hen? I don't know. I think you do 2 years, crushing it. You're doing great right now. And then you tease it. You know, people do merch shops. Mama might be pregnant next year. Get your merch.
Well, I do think we're in a new time, where I can then, like, maybe I'll be traveling less, but people will like to follow that path of mine.
Here's what you do. Yeah. You work your ass off right now. You're doing what you're doing. You film a special in about a year and a half. You drop it. And then right after the special, baby.
That's exactly what I thought.
Really?
Yeah, because like I don't want to. After the special, you need to write new shit anyway.
Right.
So I'll be like just watching my baby. Like, that was annoying. That was annoying.
Yeah.
That was funny.
You should have the baby come out and then press publish on Netflix. Yes. Baby come out of your pussy, then boom.
TikTok live.
No, I think you're at a very great place in your career. And I think you just.
I had to Venmo him for the social media advice.
Yeah, this is great.
No.
Masterclass. But it's interesting to talk to someone because I'm a fresh 31. And so it's interesting to talk to someone else as a dude in like their perspective. Do you want kids?
Eventually, yeah. I just don't want to be like 60 and like just like my neighbors at my last place, they were both older and they never had kids. And all this guy does is just fixates on the house and the neighborhood
and the
plants
garden.
And the noises. Because you don't have kids, you focus on the neighborhood is your kid.
The neighborhood gossip.
And he's just so like sporadic and like a squirrel goes too loud and he's like, oh, fucking get the gun. I don't. Sure, right now I don't want a kid, but you know, I definitely want to raise a family and I want to have something that I can like care about and extend whatever, keep it going, mm-hmm. make a family, make a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can be on TikTok live.
Yeah. I mean, dude, there is, it is very sad to like have a lot and not be able to share it with somebody. Like that's, we talk about all the time, like alone in a mansion, like that dog, that is like, that's super, super sad to me. And we all know, we're not going to say their names, but we all know people that are very successful that are.
See that in LA. Like we're in New York. We just think we're like, they just walk outside with palm trees and they take videos and it seems like beautiful.
Yeah. The Hollywood Hills. None of us live there, but you go there at night and there's an eerie vibe to it. You
know, it's a haunting quietness.
Yes, it's the most successful people in town, but you're like, is this?
It just you work to be like so successful that you're so elite and everyone respects you so much. And the next thing you know, you're like, I don't want to be with the general public.
Yeah.
And then you're, like it's lonely.
And then a year later, you're snorting fentanyl off your Oscar. I mean, that's not a life.
Could be. But I think it's like you shun away so many people on your career. Cause like, oh, you just gotta work. I'm working here. I'm this.
Yes.
And then you pick your head up and you're like,
someone made a viral video about like how to become huge on TikTok. And they were like, post 3 to 5 times a day, original content,
right.
Find your voice, ignore your family, ruin all your relationships.
Ignore your family being step number 7 is hilarious.
It should be step number 1.
We could have just stopped after post 3 times a day. God. Call your grandma, well, like tell you don't love her.
Tell your grandma that she's ruining your
engagement. I mean, there's
engagement. Parts
of that where it's like you have to like turn down like fun opportunities on the weekend. I mean, the first 3 years I lived out here, all my friends would be going to all the bars on the west side and I'd be like, yeah, I'm just going to make fucking videos that nobody's going to see and do stand up at like 2 p.m. at an open mic. But over time, if you believe in yourself, that something will happen.
Well, but that's what's hard. Once you start doing what you love, I mean, it's not hard, but like then you start making money and you're like, this is what I wanted. What do I do with this?
I know.
In that way, a little of like, because the chase is the fun. You forget about it, but when you watch all those documentaries of people who blow up, the best times are always like, yeah, I was, you know, with my boys and we were like fucking around in a van. And like, that's always the best part.
Yeah, but I think you're retroactively looking back and being like, oh, that was so fun.
True.
Because we had no responsibility.
True.
Also, we were eating ramen noodles out of each other's asshole. So it wasn't a great time.
Or it was.
But you didn't also have expectations, it was bleach, really.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, we were just fucking around. We made this video and it blew up. And you're like, because you weren't thinking about like, I need to make the
What's
next
the
hit.
Next one? What's the next one?
I think something that people, and we've talked about this before. I think the thing that people do that is detrimental is they try to say yes to everything. And then you want your head to explode. I think a good skill to learn, and we're all trying to learn at this point, where it's like, let's narrow the focus. Because I think once you start being a business that you're making money, there's 9,000 people being like, you should do this, you should do this. And then all of a sudden you go, you had this famine mentality back in the day. So now you're like, yes to everything. And then that yes to everything fatigues you to a point where it's not fun anymore.
You'll
That's literally
out.
What
it's
I'm
longevity.
Working on with my therapist right now.
Me too.
No,
it's all about longevity. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
But also in what age, like stand-ups back in the day, stand-ups did not also have 2 podcasts,
right.
Also have all the content that they're making online.
Yeah, it was just stand-up. Stand-up was
like,
good. All you needed was stand-up. You didn't need the extra.
Yeah.
So now, like, the second I'm, you know, done with stand-up, in my head, I'm getting emails about podcasts and I'm getting emails about content and brand collaborations, which is fucking amazing. But, like, now I'm at that point where I need to know what to say no to, but I have that opportunity.
You learn by experience. I've taken multiple brand deals that weren't good, and the rate was fine. Mm-hmm. But it was like a big ask. And I was like, oh, it's a new year. I need to say yes to something.
Yes.
And then I'm in the middle of it. I'm like, why the fuck did I say yes to this?
Yeah.
But now you know.
You know, it's almost like me and you when we first did our Zoom.
Yes.
I was so upset that I've never had a Zoom podcast not work.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, something happened in my building where they shut it off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was making jokes to him and it was just freezing. And I was like, he either thinks I'm bombing or he hates me.
Oh no.
And I was just like, I can't do this right now. And he was so nice, but he was like, I was like, I'm not wasting your time.
Yeah.
And then I remember trying to like be like, I want to record with this guy again. It just wasn't happening. And I was like, fuck, I guess I'm like, Trevor Walson and I are just not gonna record.
Yeah.
But then fast forward, I didn't force it.
Didn't
and this
force
is probably
it.
A better time now.
Yes.
We more shit to talk about. And it got me thinking, I force so many things in my career. People force so many relationships, friendships. Yeah. It's like taking a shit. If you have to force it, it's not the time. Oh, wait 20 minutes, have a Chipotle, and it's going to flow.
Honestly, a very wholesome message with
Thank
a lot
you.
Of meaning behind it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And use her promo code at Chipotle, diarrhea. No, I do feel that. Anytime I go, this video has to blow up, this video has to go viral, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. But it's always ones I was like, oh, I hope people like this. This was a fun one to make.
Well,
or ones that made you laugh.
Yeah, well, sometimes. I think everything I put out at some point, I was like, oh, this is funny.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just whatever.
What's your thing with cats?
I just grew up with cats my whole life. And
they're so
funny. Their mannerisms are, they're just not like normal. Like they're so dumb.
And you know, dumb. Do you know Will Ferrell's SNL audition?
Yes. Yes.
No.
Oh my God, dude. Could we bring that up?
Will Ferrell's SNL audition. I'll just say in general.
Like
it was him just doing an impersonation of a cat.
That was it. It was one of the characters.
One of the characters.
Right?
And it was the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
No, I don't know. I love him.
And he, dog. And I mean, you know SNL auditions, right? Like it's pretty, like no one laughs. So he's doing a full committed, we can watch
live?
It.
There wasn't self-tape, so this fucking.
Well, he was in SNL studio.
Oh, wow.
In front of Lorne Michaels and everybody. There's probably, you know, whatever, six people in the room.
It's very tan.
Mrs. Duckweiler, please hold all my calls. I'll be busy for the next half hour or so. I've got a lot of paperwork I need to do. Thank you.
I'm obsessed with him.
I thought of him practicing this at home is so funny too.
But like it's, even the subtle things of
oh
him
I
like,
love my cat I just look at him every morning.
Tell Don Jacobs to hold. Yes, no, I'm busy, thank you.
When they slow down and then speed up.
Yeah. I think cat people are funnier. You know
when he pauses.
My cat just discovered catnip recently. That boy,
oh, really?
Off the perks.
The boy is going.
He's off the perk 30s. He loves it.
Perk 30.
What does it do?
It's like
stimulating. It's like coke for them a little.
Yeah, he's just like.
Is it
when cats will pause because they're like trying to scare you? Like it's yeah. So fucking funny.
No, I literally this morning, like my cat was looking at me and I was like, fuck you looking at, and then he just darts away and then he comes back and then he'll like when I'm running up the stairs, he'll like attack my ankles. I'm like, are you trying to fucking beef right now? And then,
dude, I have like 10 minutes of cat material, but I noticed like people love talking about, especially dudes' relationships with cats. Uh-huh. There's a lot of people saying like, men, why don't you like cats? And I'll do it on stage. Like, and a lot of guys don't have answers with me, or they'll be like, oh, they don't like.
They're not alpha.
Someone said they're unpredictable. And I was like, cats are all routine, especially when they love you. Like they are on routine with you.
That's true.
But some guys, it's like they can't control the cat. And then I also think cats are feminist. I mean, like feminine. So yeah. It's like maybe
to me, like Trev, I've said this 100 times on this podcast. Trev's cat is the only cat that I like for real like.
Mm-hmm.
How many cats have you met? Say again.
How many cats have you met?
This feels like a lot of judgment coming here right now. Like so much. I mean, I would say probably a handful. I'd say, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
I never lived with one, so that's probably another. I'm also very allergic, so that's also a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
But dogs, to me, life is already so hard. I don't want to have to prove to my fucking thing that's supposed to give me love and support that you should love and support me. Bitch, come here, my fucking face.
Your cat, they love you from day one. Like, your cat's obsessed with you.
There are so many cat facts that are saying, like, when a cat is looking at you, they're, like, trying to figure out how to eat you.
No. First of all, also, I hate this. Cats are murderous. What cat has put an infant in their mouth?
Tiger.
Not a tiger. I'm talking about domestic cats.
Oh.
You know how many dogs have put infants in their jaws and no one talks shit
about
that?
You don't know what the infant said. You don't know. You have no idea. Gaga Google, what did you say,
bitch?
They
were trying to say, don't cut my my dick.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know. Yeah.
Leave my dick alone. Yeah. And a Rottweiler was like, what, bitch?
Yeah.
But
give me that foreskin.
Cat. Exactly. Just gnawing on the foreskin.
It was headed there. We all saw it coming.
we did. But yeah, okay.
If it's not your cat,
yes, ma'am.
Cats are very like, you have to earn their trust.
Well, I see both sides. Because my parents have two cats. One of them is an all-star and one of them, that bitch.
They only fuck with one person.
Well, yeah. The other one just kind of like hides in closets.
Yeah, I mean, there's assholes everywhere.
Sure.
But I do think, I don't love the fact that a dog like would be more excited to see a stranger than me. Like, I feel like if I have a steak, I could steal anyone's dog and that dog would be happy.
They do be doing that.
She would jump off a building if someone else took her. She'd say, this life is not for me if Hannah's not in it.
Yeah, but that's your perspective. If I have catnip and a one ball, I'll take your cat and she'll live in West Hollywood with me. No problem.
But my husband fed my cat every morning for 6 months before she let him touch her. And now, like, she cuddles with him. Well, he's also a ghost,
so.
But she's funny. I like it because he's used to getting girls, you know? And she finally let him touch her. And then she'll cuddle with him when I'm not there. Right. But then when I'm there, she pretends they never met. Full
that
fuck boy.
That's
he'll be like, she slept with me last night. And now she doesn't even make eye contact. And I'm like, sorry.
Yeah, cats do a little bit of it. They do play games.
Yeah, they play mental
mind
games.
So it's good
games.
When you're on their team. But it would be weird being on the other side. Which
I feel like your cat doesn't do that at all. Oh, maybe he doesn't know.
That boy a little dumb.
All right.
That boy a little dumb.
I love cats and dogs. I try to have people see a different perspective of cats sometimes. That's my purpose.
Pluto, his cat, was the, was the first cat that I was like, oh, there's a different side to this.
Yes.
I haven't fully examined, obviously.
Yes. Kind of like feet that are.
Hairy? I'll jump off a bridge.
We got two questions for you, and then we'll get out of here.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
These are written in by people with feet and hopefully cats.
So the first one is just kind of like a sock talk, which is like just a, you know, just like a sort of a question. And the second one is called Secret Sock, which is like just an anonymous confession.
Yeah. So this one is from Lucky, and Lucky says, objectively, what do you guys think the best superpower is?
Invisibility.
You could watch people take their socks off.
I feel like I get too horny too quick. I'd have put myself in jail.
Why'd I go dirty immediately with invisibility? Well,
that's what I see to do with invisibility. Yeah, helping an old lady across the street and everyone's like, whoa, her arthritis is gone.
Yeah.
No, I think I would do
Can I just say one thing by
transportation? Zing zing.
Oh, what is that called?
Teleportation. Jason Statham. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I would transport.
That would be great for a stand-up.
Everything.
Holy fuck. I would do
visit your parents in Vermont. Boom. Hey, how you doing? Bing, back.
Invisibility would be cool for me because, I mean, I could, because immediately I would commit crimes. Mm-hmm. I'd just go to a bank vault, fucking just sit in that bitch, take all the money and leave.
Like, and then you're just alone, invisible in a mansion.
But I wouldn't be invisible. I wouldn't be invisible all the time.
But no one would even see you for you.
Maybe I feel invisible.
I would hurt my
own
feelings. Because I would see my friends, but what are they talking about? They're like, dude, Michael's fucking blonde hair? Not it. And you're like, guys.
Yeah, but I could use it for so much of a girl's like, so I was just thinking, what are we? Boom. Invisible.
But then what?
Yeah, y'all been
left. And then another dude walks out of the closet? Yeah, that man a bitch.
Fine. Oh my God.
Go birds.
What would be your superpower?
It's Gabe. I was going to say mind reading, but I would hurt my own feelings.
Yeah.
Like, it's like ignorance is bliss. I don't want to know what people think of me.
Like your life has comments on always.
Hilarious.
Literally.
You're walking down the
every
street
conversation.
And somebody's like, this bitch ain't funny. You're like, I didn't even say anything.
No, I don't. And I realize
every time you're like filming on the street, somebody's like, here we go again. Another TikToker.
Or like during the conversation, they're like, I need to get out of this conversation.
Oh my God. Yeah. You're talking to your dad and he's like, nice rack. You're like, what?
And your mom's like, I have an uneven vagina too. You're like, mom!
I had to get it from somewhere. But this might fuck me up too, but I kind of like time travel.
But wouldn't you be so scared about time travel? You go back and then do
and
one thing.
A rose petal and it.
And then the butterfly effect?
I want to.
You want to?
Yeah, I
want to
fuck shit up. Like, well, I think I'm more of a depressed than an anxious person. Right. Like, I'm always thinking about the past. Like, I wish I did that. I could have done that.
Oh, wow.
I want to try that. Like, as in, I don't.
But then
I'm
you
not
just go so far back, then you're a baby.
And then you don't cut your foreskin.
True.
But
full
I feel
circle.
like I don't worry about the future as much. I'm like, I'll deal with it and then I'll stress about what I did. Like, it's fine.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
But I feel like going back in time could be cool. Then I had a theory that I like should have been a tennis player during like the Martina Navratilova time.
Okay.
I feel like I would have been really
You can't talk to him about sports. He has no idea what's happening.
I was like, I'm going on a boys podcast. I'm going to bring him my sports knowledge. And he's like, can we talk about cats?
I am not what they call an alpha male.
Where did you go to college for tennis?
University of Wisconsin.
Oh my God. Badgers.
Madison.
You've done the comedy club?
What a great
club. The best comedy club.
Literally
also,
the best.
Green room, I was like, can I move in here?
Yes.
I was like, sleeping bag. So much good food. I like that town a lot. Good food,
the
good thrift stores.
The thrift stores.
I don't eat cheese curds. I love myself, but.
No, I cheese curds.
You're so, you've been in LA way too long. You don't eat cheese curds?
Look at me. I'm wearing the fucking denim tuck tuxedo over here. No,
I
don't.
That's a Canadian tuxedo, isn't it?
Get them out.
No, it is. It's Canadian
tuxedo.
It is. Oh, okay.
I first signed with them because they gave me a cheeseburger with like a slab of bacon and egg.
Oh,
Wisconsin on it with cheese curds. And I was like, I will fuck this place up for 4 years.
It was probably a fun school.
It was very fun, but I was playing 40 hours of tennis a week. So I mean, it
dude, University, like, that's a great tennis program.
I chose it because really I was good. Like, they're going to treat me like a professional athlete. But the thing is, women's tennis is like bottom of the totem pole.
Oh, is it?
So like, we have like 5:30 a.m. wait times to use the gym. No. And like, they have tons of gyms, but like, there's a lot of athletes. The men's basketball, like, walks in at 9, you know, like, dabs people up, like, full
pre-workout, still in the blender.
Exactly. They're like, but it was so cool. Like, I was there when J.J. Watt was there. I was there when Russell
Wilson
was there. Uh-huh. I was there when, like, Frank Kaminsky was there. Like, I was there when we were, like, the finals of the NCAAs.
No, that was a school that I, like, when I did shows there, I was like, I am jealous of this college town. Because it was a Saturday when there was a game. And, like, the whole town, just red and white.
Well, that's the thing.
Everybody, like, so much school.
Wisconsin, because there's, like, they love the Packers, obviously. But, like, when there's a game day, the whole state comes.
It was so cool.
Yeah. We're, like, coming from New York City. I don't even, what do I, we don't root for it. We have so many fucking teams. I don't even know what's going on.
No, the small towns will have one.
It's like Buffalo. Like, the fact that they have their own football team. That place is fucking
Mafia.
Crazy.
I mean, you thought Philly boys were insane.
I know.
Bills Mafia.
If you're on stage and you just say Bills.
Oh, like, I did a show. I did a show in Buffalo. And I forget. I said one thing and then a chant started and you can't stop it.
You lose control.
It's just.
Dude, I lost
like
control a
couple
times.
YouTube ad you can't skip. You're like, here I am. Just 2 minutes.
Fucking
just
pissed.
Blue, red, blue, red, red, blue. And you're just like. And you start doing a little weird dance on
but
stage.
But like, I think they wanted me to be like, sports, sports. And I'm just like, guys, I don't. Is this still going on?
You ever bop around Texas and it's like, you have a show Dallas, Austin, and I started to get the teams mixed up, and I liked on stage to like get people revved up and be like, you know, go Texans.
Oh, no.
And I said one in the wrong place. One dude stood up and was like, fuck you. And I stood there and I was like, where are we? Where are we? And I was like, I like know sports pretty well.
Yeah.
And then I was like, go. And I like, go Cowboys. And then he was like, yeah. And I was like, thank God. You could lose a whole crowd.
You like forget little details. Like I have this joke where I talk about Trevor Lawrence, who's a quarterback for Jacksonville Jaguars or something. And I said something and it was in the city where he like went to college and they get this big roar and you're like, you forget like little things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I have a friend of mine in Philly, opener, Tony Casillas, he is from Dallas. And in Philly, they hate Dallas, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm going to get them to chant like, fuck Philly, go Dallas. But he's like, I want to do it for a video, like a funny video. And the second he goes like, I'm from Dallas, like I've never heard boos so loud in my life. And he had a great set. Never heard boos so loud in my life. And I was like, dude, how? Like I got to go on next.
Yeah, don't do
You're
that.
You're about to kill this fucking Dallas kid. And somehow he was able to save it at the last second. Was like, no, I'm jealous of your guys' team. You guys have great quarterbacks in this. And but like there was a moment where I was like, oh, they're gonna kill him.
I once was in Michigan. You know, there's Ann Arbor, which is like Michigan, and then there's Michigan State. And I did Grand Rapids, and I had like a great show, like ending it. And I'm like, thank you. And I think I said Ann Arbor.
No.
I was like, thank you, Ann Arbor. And everyone started freaking out. I was like, I need to get
least
out.
At least it was at the end.
Oh, I know,
shit.
But still, like you go in the green room and you're like, oh. I hate myself.
Yeah. Some cities have a lot
of
pride.
I'm like done with that shit. Like I don't even know where I am sometimes.
Of course. I don't say anything.
We're just like a jet setting.
Just like you get on a plane, you just land.
Or you like you miss it by a letter. It's like Greenville. You say Greensville. And like, what the fuck?
There's no S in there, you fucking idiot.
Wait, where are you from originally?
Out here, Southern California.
Oh what? Where are you?
I was
from?
Born in Illinois though.
Oh.
Midwest boy.
Whoa.
Show me some tits. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Naperville,
sturdy,
Illinois.
Corn fed.
Yeah.
You're pretty narrow for a Midwest man.
Damn. Narrow as fuck.
Like a pencil.
Narrow. These are not getting worse.
Like
or
a
better.
Cricket.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I was born in Illinois for like 2 years. My mom was like, it's cold, California.
Good for her. No, yeah.
Shoddy knew what she wanted.
Our like football team at Wisconsin had like a bigger offensive line than the Packers at the time. These guys were like 380. Like,
wow.
Huge, just eating everything, and it's all dairy, so we're all just shitting ourselves.
Great,
just like you said with Chipotle earlier.
Yeah,
if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Yeah,
and well, you know what's meant to be next? Look at this transition. Let's do some
anonymous
questions.
Secret Sock, anonymous submission. We have someone that wrote in today and needed some advice.
Yeah.
So she says, "My husband watches porn before he initiates sex. Is this normal?"
Hmm.
I mean, listen, sometimes you gotta get your engine going in unique ways.
Are you allowed to be around or is he like, can you get out of the room for a sec?
Yeah, that's a
the get out of the room thing is, yeah. But
I think like with a partner, I've been like, do you want to watch some porn?
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
going.
Yeah.
But I get nervous, like, to see what, like, I'll get jealous.
What they're going to click.
Yeah, like, if he's into, like, all these blondes, like, I'm like, what the?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I'm like,
you're
cheating
on me. You have to describe your girlfriend in porn.
What? It has to be a girl that looks exactly like me.
Uneven labia.
Send. Some hairy feet. Enter.
Like, vagina that looks so different than mine. The whole time I used to be like, her vagina is disgusting.
It
but I'll
sounds
watch
like
it.
A cute activity, but it gets it's very.
Not. And like two comics, the sec you can't watch it seriously.
No.
And, because you see the video you want to click, but then you're like, whoa, this girl gets tutored. Oh, that seems fun. But the other one's like, it's plowed by emo bitch in the fucking closet. Dyson or vacuum.
This guy was like, let's watch Dyson some porn. Dyson Airwrap. Oh, this guy was like, let's watch some porn. And I was like, yeah, I like that video. We clicked the video and he just fast forwards and the guy's just like smashing her. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. We need some like build up. Like
nah,
I need some.
No
and
build
he
up.
Goes, that's yeah. Nursing guys. He goes, like, I don't want to see him just like fucking.
I'm a season finale guy. No. The fuck yeah. I need the intros
I want,
for?
I don't need to
watch you making a fucking Caesar salad. Shut up. Yeah, take your clothes off.
The intro, the backgrounds. No, I'm from Las
Vegas. Like the striptease. No. I want to see like how she looks at him.
I'm okay. Into that.
Okay.
But I don't need to know that you work at a Jiffy Lube.
He went fully
care.
Like it Spark was just notes. I was like, ah, like I was like upset.
Yeah, yeah.
I needed like a second to decompress. But yeah, I think it's fine. Some girls will be like, oh, like this guy has trouble getting hard. A lot of it is just their own it's difficult. That's performing. Yeah. It's hard.
I will say sometimes like scrolling the old Instagram will like get me going and then I'll like and then I'll
I
go
don't
to,
like that.
And then I'll go to the lady.
I like if we were dating.
I hear you.
Absolutely.
No. I don't
tell her, but yo, this fucking bad.
He's like, wait
Tulum
one sec. This girl
going.
I DM'd the last 2 years ago was fucking hot.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all. I also, but my friend, I used to be like, I don't want to do that because I would get jealous, like watching him get turned on by another girl. Like it's like, right. Might as well have a threesome.
Right.
And my friend was like, no, guys are different. Actually, it was Paige who told me this. She was like, guys are different. They don't even know what their face looks like. Like, he just feels it. It's hot. He feels it. Where I'm like putting a storyline behind it. I'm like, oh, so you think you'd be happy with her? Like, like there's a whole.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, there are porn.
Yeah.
What?
There are porn categories that the woman won't even show her head. And I don't give a fuck.
Do you think she'd be funny? Like, do you think she has good banter? You think like that? I would literally be like if he was like, oh, that was kind of funny. I'd be like, absolutely not. Next. But that helped me understand that like men and women do see that shit differently. But if you find a porn category these guys both like, use it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not weird. I don't think.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If well, I mean, obviously he's like being open about it. Right. So I honestly don't think.
Is he like coming and then?
It sounds like he's getting like warmed
I think he's
up.
He's chubbed
then,
up, like, babe, get in here. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't mind that. You know, people got to do what they got to do.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Unless,
it just became a routine for him now. Like, I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah. It might be that sometimes like you can get too comfortable in your relationship and sex feels a little like, oh, we should kind of thing.
Right.
So maybe like change the dynamic a little or be like, can I watch with you?
Ooh.
Yeah. That's so hot. God, it's so hot. I don't think there's anything.
Not for me. It wouldn't be like I would be asking questions during it. I'd be like, did you like that?
Oh,
what did you like about that?
Wow, you said you didn't like ponytails.
Like a lot of things have to be smooth for it to work. But yeah. Or have an idea beforehand. The one because if you could search, it's like finding a Netflix movie.
Here's
like it'll take forever.
You both pick one. And
yeah.
You go 3, 2, 1. And then you show it to the other person, and then you go cool, no judgment, and you leave the room and watch that. Meet back in 5.
Hot.
Real talk. That's honestly hot.
Because I've done it where you're scrolling for like 10 minutes and then next thing you know you're not turned on anymore and you're like, I actually am not attracted to you anymore.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen. Doesn't happen with men. Yeah. I've never just been scrolling like, I'm done. I'm
like
bored.
The shit he's looking
at. Get the Kindle. I want words, not tits.
Get the Kindle.
Yeah, you know your relationship is a shambles when you yell, get the Kindle.
Get the Kindle.
God damn.
Bring one of them Herodicas. Horotica.
Title. Can't believe that's
last
not. Yeah. Well, that's
Hannah
it.
Burner. What do you got coming up?
Oh
what shows?
God.
What website?
Thank you for
what
having
are your
me.
Socials?
I just announced New York City and Boston. I have
great.
Some.
Great. What are you doing in New York?
I'm doing Town Hall.
Oh, I've shit. Done that. That's where I did it.
That's no, I'm not. I'm doing the Palladium.
Didn't do that one.
I'm doing Palladium and then I'm doing Chevalier in Boston.
Let's go.
Bigger than Wilbur, smaller than Wilbur?
It's bigger, but they cut it off.
What?
Like, I'm doing
like
two Wilbers and a Chevalier, but they cut out like my labia. And then I'm going to Miami. I have places. Go to HannahBurner.com.
HannahBurner.com.
Do it, guys. Yeah. Super funny. Go check out on tour.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. This is so fun.
So much fun.
So fun.
Not the one I wanted.
We could talk about
All right.
Where's the air horn?
I think it's top left. No, bottom. Bottom left.
There it is.
Hannah Burner, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, guys, that is it, dude. Thank you guys so much for listening to watch. Really appreciate it. Holy shit. All right, that is
I'm
it.
I'm like exhausted after.
Yeah, always. Me too. Peace always. And love, guys.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.